From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said Thursday bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place.
We've made it crystal clear to them that under those kinds of circumstances, it is not possible to be cooperating, and we need to see a change.
Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to capture Aleppo's rebel-held sector. Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against al-Shabaab near the town of Galkayo. It says at least 9 militants were killed in the attack. A local official tells VOA the attack killed 13 state soldiers. India's army said Thursday it launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. The strike follows a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. An Indian military official told a news conference Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned along the border. The Pakistani government is calling it an incident of cross-border firing. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral of former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres. A Palestinian official says by attending the funeral, Abbas hopes to send a message that Palestinians are for peace. Peres's death was met with official silence in most Arab countries, reflecting a longstanding hostility to Israel. This is VOA News.